96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time is 8:26. Newsmaker 2 time here this Thursday morning. We're pleased to have with us Hettlinger Developmental Services Executive Director Jill Burton on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this morning.
Jill, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. This is about the time of year when we start talking about everyday heroes and specifically the fundraising campaign to that name. And it's time to bring that up again. How are things going with Everyday Heroes?
Everyday Heroes is off to a great start. We, this time every year we seek gifts from anonymous donors to help us match for our end-of-the-year campaign, and this year we have secured $20,000 in matching funds. So our goal this year is a nice and healthy stretch for a $40,000 campaign this year. So we are very excited to announce that this morning.
Wow, that's a big-time start, isn't it?
It is a big-time start, and so we have just a few short weeks to raise those matching funds. And so our team here at Hettlinger is busy, writing letters, and we're getting ready to do our end-of-the-year mailing campaign for our Everyday Heroes Fund.
Outstanding. So why is this such an important fundraiser now, and now an annual fundraiser here for Hettlinger?
Well, this is our only annual fund that we do, and every dollar raised in this fund goes to support the people that we serve with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our community integration program. Emporia is such a vibrant community with lots of different activities, and having access to our community is a critical part of leading a healthy and fulfilled life for everybody. And so our Everyday Heroes campaign helps support our community integration program, which is things like water aerobics at the community rec center or going bowling. So it's all things that we do in our everyday lives that the people that we serve may not have access to.
I know your clients stay very busy out at Hettlinger doing fine work, Jill. And how many partners do you have that supply the opportunity for your clients to keep busy at Hettlinger?
Boy, countless, and,
okay.
And they are names that we all recognize, like Hopkins and Supply Technologies and Simmons Pet Food and Cargill and Glendo, all names that are a part of our everyday lives here in Emporia. And we, like everybody, we understand that work leads to independence. And Hettlinger is the only provider of day services in the region that offers adults with disabilities the opportunity for on-site workshop. And we know how good it feels to go to work every day and earn a paycheck. And that is no different, for the 70-some
sure.
people that we serve here every day.
Jill, how has, maybe traffic been here for you here the last few months at Hettlinger when it comes to the numbers of clients that you serve and also maybe the ongoing conversations and maybe fruition of those conversations when it comes to the business community or maybe even other related nonprofits?
Sure. We are picking back up after COVID, and I'm 2 months into my service time here at Hettlinger, so I didn't get to see the before COVID time, but I know our numbers dwindled a little bit, but people are coming back. Our traffic is good. People show up every day. We have a perfect attendance board, and lots of our faces are on that perfect attendance board. We are always looking for new community partners, and it can be, small assembly type jobs. It can also be, we have a can recycling here. We have a staff member and some of our participants that drive around every day and pick up cans from local companies. So if you have a work room that's you know, you need to get rid of your recycling, we would be happy to come and pick those up for you.
You would?
We would. We would sure love to do that.
We can get on the list.
You can definitely get on the list.
Sweetness.
Yes. Yeah. Score here this morning for us.
That's right. Well, we'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
So. Jill, I wanted to also ask you, too, here that, you know, we've been having updates here over the last several months periodically about the Planting Hope campaign. Specifically the greenhouse. How's that process going?
Boy, it is. Isn't that a beautiful thing out there? We sure can't wait. Trudy has worked so hard on that. You know, our goal for that whole program is $1.5 million, and we are inching towards the finish line. We are probably about $80,000 away from hitting our goal. We have just hired, she hasn't started yet, our horticultural therapist, which is an amazing position and an amazing opportunity for the people here in this area. But so that person will come on board here in a couple of weeks, and we'll start dreaming about what that program could look like. You know, our big goal is obviously to get the people that we serve in that greenhouse planting and growing food. The other part of that campaign is a kitchen and multi-purpose room here in our building, and so we really envision a whole farm-to-table, you know, process that's happening right here on our grounds at Hettlinger.
So how much work left to go on the specific greenhouse out there?
The greenhouse construction project is finished. Okay. When that person comes in, we're going to, you know, order the tables and plants and things like that. And then construction is still happening on our kitchen here in the building and our multi-purpose room.
Yeah, going on right now, the Everyday Heroes fundraising effort for Hettlinger Developmental Services. Jill, if we'd like more information or would like to donate, how can we do that?
You can come here to our office, which is at 707 South Commercial down by the zoo. We'd love to give you a tour, too, and show you our mission in action. We are getting our website updated as we speak, and so we'll be able to take donations online for that as well. But you can always swing by and drop a check off here to our office.
Outstanding. One more question here for you, Jill, is, you know, as you get settled here as the new executive director, really, what would you like to see maybe Hettlinger do, maybe expanding your role here in the community over the next maybe year or so?
Boy, you know, I think about what the foundation that Trudy has laid here, and of course we want to grow and expand upon that, but I think about all of these other community partners that we can get involved with. You know, I think about the Arts Council. I think about the university. I think about, you know, things that I do in my everyday life, and how can we just expand those opportunities to the people that we serve every single day.
Good deal. Well, Jill, thanks so much for joining us here today. And in case people would need more information, how do they get that from you?
You can call our office, which is 342-1087. You can also visit our website, which is hettlinger.org, or you can email me at jburton@hettlinger.org.
Sounds like you've had a busy first couple of months, Jill.
I have. Yeah. I've hit the ground running, and it's been wonderful.
Well, Jill, thanks for your time. Great job. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Yeah, Hettlinger Developmental Services Executive Director Jill Burton, who's been on the job for a couple of months, of course, as Chuck alluded to, replacing longtime Director Trudy Hutchinson, who did great work for so many years.
Yes, so
Hettlinger.
True.
Hettlinger, but a lot going on. They do great work out there.
Indeed. So, again, if you would like to help, call 620-342-1087 for the Everyday Heroes fundraising campaign. Don't forget tomorrow, What's in Outdoors. We'll take over the Newsmaker 2 and Newsmaker 3 availabilities, 8:20 tomorrow here on KVOE. Monday, we'll have Angela Anderson and Katie Goff of the Kansas Water Office joining us. Taking place here to close out this week is the Governor's Annual Water Conference on the Future of Water. We'll get a review coming up from Angela and Katie coming up Monday morning.
And our Newsmaker brought to you here this morning, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That is CareArc. 8:35, 33 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
Thanksgiving still a week away, but there's a big snowstorm on the way in the Northeast. Places like Buffalo, New York,